Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Keep my gun in my tuck. They don't know my name at these bars. And you can't even see any stars. And you got me in my head for a couple days now. But it don't hit the same as my Tennessee town. Except for getting sent in my boots. Ask yourself, what the hell is a redneck gonna do?
Miami, Morgan Wallen in the remix, invented the remix, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross. September 11th, 24 years. Incredible, the Malcolm Go podcast. We're here with a full squad. Tyler, Kenneth, and of course, the Snake.
What's up?
We're all here. Boys are here.
We're all 0-1. We're all
boys are 0-1. Boys are upset. You guys, did you guys catch my Patreon only video on Monday? My game reacts for the Patreon subscribers. It's a very good, important thing. You're going to get video of me going in after the game. This week I had to do it. Well, I'll probably do it every week because I'm always banged up so hard on a Sunday night. But I did it. Monday evening, 15 minutes on Patreon, patreon.com/MountainGoPodcast. Get up there, get your content. Joins, cheap. So bad game, bad day, real bad day. Started off terrible. Brother shows up. Vince no longer can drive with us. Terrible move by him. He moved to fucking Wisconsin, basically. So it takes him 75 hours to get to my house. And now we have to meet him.
And I got home the same time as Frankie.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, it's just it's part of the whole thing is the ride.
Yeah, it is. I agree. It sucks.
It sucks, but you know what? It makes sense for you. It makes sense for us. It's better. We still got a good tailgate out of it. So we meet him down there now, which means
where you guys meet up? Is it you meeting at the Big Y?
We meet at the Big Y. Yeah. I take
that's a great spot.
I take a customary shit in the toilet. Every time I have a nice cold brew on the way down and I clear out at the Big Y, you know what I mean? I get to be primed and ready to go for the game. Four pans jumbo shrimp iced up, ready to go. It was pouring out the entire time. Before we even get into it, we always got to talk before the game. Of course, my brother comes. I live on a cul-de-sac. Not to brag.
Wow, what a flex. It is a cul-de-sac in Saugus, though, so.
What's that mean? What's that supposed to mean, country boy? What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
It's a lot of immigrants down there nowadays. It's not the same as when I was there. We'll put it that way.
6 months ago?
The last couple months. Yeah.
I'd also call it more of a dead end.
It's got a turnaround. It's wide. It's got the big. It's a big like spoon.
Honestly, it's a dead end that Tony just claimed to put a gazebo in. That's a front yard
gazebo, which is class. I don't want to hear any ifs, ands, or buts. It's class.
As long as you have a motorcycle, you don't have to make a 6-point turn.
So anyway, irregardless, I call it a cul-de-sac, and my brother. You know, my driveway is short. I park in the driveway to let the missus park in the garage. And so I park there, and my brother and I loaded up my car, ready to go. When I said my brother and I loaded up, I mean I loaded up and he just got in the car. And then
I was going to question that.
Yeah. So, and then he parked his pickup truck in the fucking middle of the fucking cul-de-sac. And, you know, okay, fine. It's like the middle. So it's considered about 8 feet from the end of my driveway. He didn't park. There's a wall 25 feet away where you can park and Godspeed. No one's going to be near you. And I do have a rear view.
That's where I go.
I have a rear view camera. So I'm going to take a little ownership here. But, you know, I'm excited. It's game one. And then I go backing up. Of course I hit his truck to start the day. I fucking banged right into it. He's like, you've got a fucking camera. I said, you're not supposed to be there, and you know it. And I'm not used to anyone being parked behind me, and certainly not parked there, fucking next to my mailbox. So I smashed my fucking taillight. Not happy about that. I installed a new one today.
Who owns those vehicles, by the way?
The company. Company rides. I fixed it. And then
that was in the negotiations. I remember that. I took Tony to get that very car.
He sure did. We saw like a fucking 92 Pinto like parked out front. We're like, that can't be it, right? Remember you said we saw those weird cars?
I remember that.
He's like, if that was it, I'm gonna keep driving. That's what I said.
He said you're going back to the company.
Yeah, fuck it. I said I'll be a grocery bag guy. Anyway, so I smashed it and I said, that's a terrible omen for today, I'll be honest. And it was going to pour all day. So I didn't have, in the back of my mind, I didn't have high hopes for the game after that. And then he, on fucking, and if you've ever been around my brother, you know that he's never going to shut the fuck up about that for the rest of my life. It's this world, first of all, you can't even see it on his truck. It's right above his wheel. And it's the bottom, like little, top 2 inches, like the bottom 2 inches above his wheel well. And
he'll do that, and then he'll say something very personal. Yeah. Like,
he's a piece of shit. He calls people cunts now, and he thinks that that's just like a normal thing to say. Like, I'm like, this is fucking not England. I'm gonna go hands real quick.
I'm sick of him thinking he's British. This British guy's coming to my city, and I can't do anything with my cousins without this dumb British guy. Jay, sick of it.
That's Vince's best friend you're talking about there.
He can't grasp it either. Like, he'll throw like words out there. He always goes like, "Oh, I stopped for a cheeky sandwich." Like that has never been said.
I'm sorry, like,
it's only a cheeky pint, pretty much. Like, it's the only time they would.
Everything's
would
cheeky.
Say that.
I love saying cheeky about everything.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I mean, or you could say like, you could say someone's being cheeky, but you would never say like,
cheeky.
I stopped for a cheeky Wendy's on the way home.
A cheeky Wendy's. I kind of want a cheeky Wendy's right now. Fucking a cheeky son of a Baconator.
I'm over it. I can't believe the football. Can you just talk about the football game? I'm actually excited to talk about the Patriots in this podcast. That's rare.
Yeah. So we got our stuff down. It poured the entire time. We got an awful. We were planning to go in the cut my cousin's tailgate, which is usually pretty epic on game one. And it just was not worth walking across the parking lot. I'll tell you this. I was shot down from my house, I mean, less than an hour, which is unheard of. I'm like, there's going to be nobody at this game. The fucking parking lot, couldn't even get in. I was like, they put us in the back corner. Never been there before. I have a prepaid parking pass. I go in, and they fucking put me in the back corner of lot 3. I'm like, how is this even possible? There was not one, like, I don't even know. Does it open at 7? I got there at 9. 9:30, and it was fucking completely packed to the gills. Put me in the corner. You don't put baby in the corner.
I'm going to go with it. Probably not going to be like that for much longer. You probably have plenty of parking coming up soon.
I don't like that chatter. Yeah, and then, you know, it was just a raid. We didn't get enough food because we were planning on going to the other tailgate. So we got, like, shit to make nachos. Frankie got fucking pulled pork, like, pre-made Jack Daniels pulled pork. Which fucked my grill up. I don't even want to get into that. It might as well have been fucking rusted through by the end of the night. I was the amount of sugar that came out of that fucking pork. I mean, it left a quarter inch fucking rust belt right around the fucking thing. I had to fix that. It was just a bad day. No good day. But on the bright side, I got a picture with the statue. The boys got a picture with the statue. That was huge.
I did like that. I like seeing that.
That was a huge picture for the boys. And because it was raining and not and everybody had rain stuff on, so we were able to bring in about 15 Dr. Peppers.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I think I had 4 units on me. I think Vince had a couple units. Frankie definitely had 4 units. They all came in. I did buy 2 beers in stadium at halftime. Just for fun.
It is crazy that that's just something you can get away with. It really
it's fucking crazy. I mean, listen, all credit where credit's due to Kraft. He's keeping the place safe while allowing fucking dysfunctional alcoholics like me to bring in many beers.
It saves you $50. It saves you $50 every time.
I don't necessarily because I wouldn't. This move, it's not necessarily saving me anything.
More than that.
The problem is I'm never buying beers.
Winter games, I fucking... Yeah, winter games. I bring like fucking 15 in.
Yeah, it does. But in the in the alternative, like if I couldn't bring them in, I'm not buying 5 beers. Like I'm buying 1 maximum. I can't do like yeah. I have to buy a round because again, my brother, he'll buy a round and then expect his like 8 minutes later. I'm like, I didn't even want this one. He'll come up with 3 beers.
It's always like, okay, he'll get one, and then he comes back to the seat, instantly starts badgering Tony about go get Tony.
But it's like, I didn't even ask for this one, and then now I'm being asked to go get around immediately. It's like, this one is still full, and you want me to be in the fucking line to get the second one, just so you know that I paid you back. He doesn't give Vince shit. It's only me. And then,
I hope he doesn't get one because I'm like, oh, I have to get one now.
Then you're out immediately 65 bones.
I'm so drunk going in, and I sneak in like 8 beers. So what? I don't need to buy any beers.
He loves to do it. Tony, you're up. It's your round. I'm like, what? It's fucking. Wait, one second into the first quarter, I have 12 beers in front of me. I mean, you can see me in my. They sent out those electric. Sports Illustrated photos where they take a picture of like every seat at every big play, probably like 10.
Yeah, and you're the only fan that actually looked at it.
I didn't know it was on. I was standing
you're
up and I had
such a goose.
Why would I know that was happening? It's impossible to know that that was happening.
That was the best photo of all time.
That's awesome.
Tony just in his prime screaming.
That's while Frankie and Vince are sleeping through the game, having fucking arguments over pretzels or something. I don't know what they were doing.
Frankie, yeah, you can just see Frankie eating, which, I mean, classic. He's eating a lot these days.
Yes, you get he's thickening up nicely. It's all his TRTs on. And anyway,
he calls me every day to tell me how much he benched, and I'm like, will you fucking leave me alone? I don't care.
He's literally me in the 7th grade. He's finding out.
We were talking about that the other day. He was like, I can outbench Tony now. I said, Tony can 100% get up there and rep
Whatever he's doing, I could do 10 of. Like that. Whatever he's maxing at, I'll do 10. And I haven't benched heavy in 15 years.
Hey, you're a bit of a pussy, too. You just do 135 for 10.
30, not 10.
20.
I do it for 100. I do 5 sets of 20.
You're probably into calisthenics or whatever. Anyways.
Yeah, I'm 39 years young. God damn it.
We could talk about the football.
Wait, you're
game
doing
now.
5 sets of 20 at 135?
Yeah. That's what I do on chest day.
What? That can't be good for you. Not. I don't know. That sounds bad.
I feel like you could do that.
I'm going more for tone as a tone instead of bulk, right, Vince?
Are you on a top?
Tony pushes weight. That's a good. That's better than I think. Better than going heavy like at our age.
I'm too old and I get muscle too fast. I get barrel chested like a Bill Belichick
you're such
barrel
a faggot.
Chest.
That is
Why?
So gay.
Why
is that a? I just dropped a hard. is that a Patriots Tommy Bahama?
It sure is.
It's a great shirt.
I got this on an Xmas gift, definitely, because I don't buy clothes.
Yeah, there's no way. I'm also I'm out on the Patriots logo. I took it off my uniform. I had it on my uniform to wear. I took it off. I was like, I can't wear this right now.
Put it over your heart. What are you doing? Why are you doing negative stuff?
Yeah, get rid of the American flag.
I couldn't.
Put the American flag upside down, you goon. Why don't you do that?
I couldn't.
Next?
But you're
You'll wear a hogs fucking patch when they have
hogs. First of all, we'll talk about it. Hogs are undefeated. Big game this weekend at Ole Miss, 7 p.m. ESPN. Watch it
under the lights.
In Oxford. Anyways, I can't believe what we watched. I thought they were going to win by 100. I couldn't believe how bad the Raiders looked.
They are not going to win 5 games, the Raiders. I'll say that right now. And I said it a million times. They had 2 guys, a fucking broken down, absolutely average. I get people around here love him so much, and he's good. But this motherfucker is not an elite wide receiver. And you're letting Jacoby Myers torch you. Like, Brock Bowers, elite. Probably the best tight end in the NFL. He's going to get 100 yards no matter what. But Jacoby Myers getting, like, fucking 3rd-and-18 catches. I mean, what are we doing, boys? The fucking
whoever
safeties,
that guy that caught the first touchdown was, I have never heard of that guy.
He wasn't even in the stadium yet, I don't think.
And he was wide open.
Yeah, I saw the replay after the
Christian fact. Christian Gonzalez is the biggest loss of all time.
Yeah, it's crazy how bad free agent signings always are. Because you get real excited about them, and they're never that good.
What are you talking about, Hawkins?
No, I'm talking about Davis.
That guy was getting...
Oh, but he's a corner, but like...
Yeah, Carlton Davis got torched
the entire game. He was getting... Before you were in stadium, apparently, that guy looked like me trying to guard Stephon Diggs, who also just played like 8 plays for no reason.
I think they're giving him a light load to start, then he's going to ramp. Like, he tore his ACL like 3 months ago. Give the guy a minute.
Someone's phone is talking back.
Yeah, it's echoing
back.
It's annoying the shit. You know it's KP fucking it up.
It's not me. It's Vincent. See, Vince just muted himself.
How can he be echoing? What, are you playing it off his phone? Come on, Vincent.
He's probably playing it on his car.
Well, Vincent's obviously going to have to unmute himself to chat. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't get in there. I didn't watch a ton of Carlton Davis. I was getting really mad at Hawkins getting torched deep. I was getting really mad at, just the secondary in general getting torched. They didn't have any depth. They weren't playing with any spacing. Guys were wide open underneath. They gave up fucking, what was it, some ungodly amount of 20-plus yard plays. And they didn't give up, like, a fucking run greater than 3 yards the entire game.
So they I was watching the game, and I was like, oh, is Gerard back on the sidelines? Did he find a way back into the stadium here?
Actually, Gerard's defense would have done better against that team because Gerard's defense would have been at least sound in the secondary.
They would have had the good player. Peppers would have been there. All the players that were good.
All the players that they decided were not necessary. I mean, no Peppers, no fucking Duggars just sitting on the sidelines. Meanwhile, you're getting beat deep, and you have a special teams player and a rookie playing safety. And Woodson played good, but like Hawkins isn't a fucking deep safety. He's a special teams player, 4th safety at best. You got Duggar fucking wasting time.
We felt all right about the first half, though.
I thought they were going to win by 21 after the first half. I literally thought, I was like, oh, okay, Drake is cooking. They're letting him throw the ball and they're blocking. And then all of a sudden, they just stopped blocking everybody.
I wasn't entirely thrilled with May's play in the game. He was fucking doing the Watutsi back there quite a bit. I mean, he was fucking... Even on the pass he threw to Pop Douglas for the touchdown, his feet never stopped moving. He never sets his feet.
Yeah.
My feet never stopped moving, too.
Can we not... like? We can't do another like 4 years of like blaming the offensive line for every bad quarterback play. May was bad. He never felt comfortable... Granted, it's his like 5th start, and he has second offensive coordinator.
It's his
like,
first,
we have to give him time.
McDaniels, I get
but
it,
he's
but like,
not. Yeah, he's not Jaden Daniels.
No, but the first thing he needs to be doing is setting his feet in a fucking Josh McDaniels offense. And I mean, just like you're never going to be accurate that way. That's why he's overthrowing guys high constantly. He doesn't. If you don't set your feet, it's never going to work. Doesn't matter what the fuck you're doing. But also, they're cutting him off at the fucking knees. They won't let him run. It's clear as day. They won't let him run. They're, like, making him go through his progressions, which he should be doing. But then, like, when he gets to the last one, he's fucking he'll run maybe and then slide at 2 yards or get sacked, whatever. But, like, he's learning. But let the guy run if he doesn't get through his – he's, like, on his second read, if he doesn't get his second read, fucking take off. That's your game, dude. Like, we're not going to be able to sit here and have him go through his progressions like Tom Brady did and – hit timing patterns immediately out of the gate. I mean, if you're not in the exact spot you're supposed to be in a Josh McDaniels offense, the play's over. Like, at 2 seconds after the snap, if the guy's not exactly where he's supposed to be and the ball's not out of May's hand, the play's over. You run.
You know what I mean? Receivers are actually, like, good, too. Like, Diggs is solid. Boutte is my guy, Boutte. I've been preaching him all offseason, and he absolutely said,
when
showed
did we
up.
Get him, anyway? Did we sign him this week?
He's awesome. Boutte's good.
Pop Douglas?
Diggs. No, Diggs was cooking, but they only played him like 12. Every play he played, he caught the ball.
Yeah, he's good, but he's like
Pop Douglas is solid. Give him a minute.
Pop dropped the ball. He scored a touchdown and had -2 receiving yards. Did
yeah,
he see
dropped
him.
Yeah, May had him right across the middle for like, it was going to go for 30 yards. They hit him in the face.
I know.
Yeah, was, but then
Hunter Henry
May also
Hunter
like,
Henry is awesome. Hunter Henry's Mr. Consistency.
He's a consistent.
He's always throwing those balls, the crossing balls, like slightly behind people. So it's like on your back hip as you're running across, and you have to like reach back to grab it, and then you lose a couple steps, you get tackled. It's like those little things are killing.
I really don't think he was. I don't think he was that bad. He threw for almost 300 yards. I mean,
yeah,
because he's fine.
Yeah, you thought
passed
he had 50
games.
You did you watch the game? He played horrendous. He had like 80 or 100 yards after the game was over.
Yeah, well, how about we learn how to run the fucking football? He doesn't have to throw it 50 times. They pin their ears back.
There's a lot of offense to be learned up there. Like, they didn't do any screens that I could remember. They weren't doing, like, he was good on play action, but they couldn't run, so nobody was biting. He doesn't really sell play action a lot.
I wouldn't sell it either. If every he threw the ball 50 times,
I know, but he hit like seven. Nothing.
How many rushing yards did we have?
I don't know, like 50-ish. It wasn't a lot.
Well, we only ran the ball like 15 times or 12 times.
It seemed like every time they did, it was like stuffed at the line. It was
also punting the ball with 5 minutes left down two scores. I we probably weren't going to win. It wasn't going to change anything. That was gay.
That was
I hated every second.
Henderson had 5 carries for 27 yards. Stevenson had 7 carries for 15.
That's 12.
And Gibson had 1 carry for 3.
We ran the ball 13 times.
I didn't know Gibson.
Yeah, May was 30 for 46 for 287.
Yeah, I mean, what's he gonna do? He threw the ball 50 times. You can't. That's not the MO. It's not how you win. When professional secondaries can just drop back and be like, oh, he's gonna throw it. It's nobody's gonna get open.
I mean, I just thought he had that bad interception. That wasn't great.
I mean, I also am not I'm not gonna lay that right on him. Awenu got his face ran through he got his face ran through before making he was trying to actually step into that one. I was proud of him. Proud of the kid.
He had a bad bad fumble that luckily we got back.
That was on a strip sack, though, but that was like...
That was Campbell's fault. Kind of. That was more
Ramondre's fault. I think that was Ramondre's fault, if anything.
No, that was Ramondre's fault. Campbell, by the way, Campbell played well.
I thought he played fine.
Campbell looked good.
Fine. I mean...
Yeah, he had a bad false start, and he missed a couple blocks, but overall, I thought he was solid.
Who was the right tackle? The right tackle was bad. I mean, Max Crosby's pretty good, but Happy Juneteenth. Yeah, that guy.
I actually didn't mind him. I thought he kind of held his own too. I thought the offensive line, for the most part, was like good enough.
You got to run
push
block.
Though. And then, by the way, the Raiders literally have nobody on defense or offense. I didn't know a name like Max Crosby. I knew. Jamal Adams fucking broken down ass playing linebacker, and we couldn't run the ball for shit. I mean, when you play Buffalo, you're gonna get fucking. I mean, you might have negative yards. You play like that.
I mean, the good news is Miami just got their shit ripped by however, Tyreek Hill is going to have 300 yards.
I'm not sure Tyreek Hill's going to play this week. He's going to try, by the way. I mean,
I know, you've been on it on Twitter nonstop.
Tony's been fantastic.
It's fucking absurd. He got accused of domestic violence again, right?
For the 18th
this
time.
This is like literally at least the third, maybe the fourth time in the NFL. This one was like acts of like 8 to 10 times. So basically she accused him of hitting her 10 times or something like that. And, he didn't get arrested, didn't get suspended.
That's not really being fair though to him. Like for us, like we have one woman that it's just like,
we have one woman that you can't hit.
He has more than hit any of them, really.
You're not allowed to hit her more than once a year. That's a firm policy in this house.
I'm unsure you're supposed to hit him in any of them.
Whatever Vince, is getting at.
Yeah, I already like.
I don't know.
I already like the cut of his jib.
The
cut of his jib right now is where I'm at. That's where I need to be.
No, I'm saying it's just like a numbers game, though. Like all, I know I can't hit my wife, but he, and it's easy. It's like that's my wife. He's got, it's every day. He's probably got to talk to at least seven of them, like, daily. Well, he's going to run in. He's going to have problems with one of them, and he's got a bit of
Vince, you're acting like you think Tyreek Hill is like a stand-up dad.
This is actually a good point. Like, none of us have tried to keep seven bitches in line.
It's the same woman every time. What do you mean seven bitches? It's the same lady every single time.
No, that's the same. The same woman is fighting four times.
She's the one who's doing the most bitching about his six other girls.
I don't disagree, but listen. My main point was, Jabril Peppers got accused once. They suspended him a day later, and he missed seven games, and it was false. Tyreek Hill...
But he went to jail.
No, well, he got arrested, but only because he was accused of domestic violence.
I think he was accused of a little bit more than just
and
that.
He had cocaine, which, I mean, to each his own. Can the guy live?
Why was it false, too?
She said he didn't do it. She was, like, trying to, like...
I've never heard that one before.
Irregardless of all this, if Tyreek Hill plays this week, he's going to have 200 yards because who the fuck on our team is going to defend him?
Well, he's kind of fucking finished, if we're being honest. He fucking hates playing on Miami. I mean, I don't even know what he did last week, but it wasn't shit. He was fucking having a meltdown
team.
He was having a meltdown on the sidelines. I know that. They hate.
We just got coached by.
They hate their
catch
coach
for more than. He hasn't had a catch that's gone for more than 20 yards in like 18 games.
I bet you we can help with that. I bet the Patriots can help.
I think
with
we
that.
Have a. Yeah.
I mean, if anybody can do it, but I'm just saying, like, I think that he's kind of finished, and I think that Tua's finished. I think his brains are mashed potatoes. I think that Mike McDaniel's dead man walking. The darling. By the way, KP wanted him to be our coach, no less than like
still 6 months
ago.
Guy.
At no point did I want that nerd to be our head coach.
Pull up the tape.
I wanted his offense.
Pull up the fucking tape.
I still want it.
Oh my god!
So offense. The whole team quit. They lost 33-3 to Indianapolis.
I don't want to talk about it. What the fuck are our head coach Mike Vrabel? This is for you, Mike. What the fuck was that?
Mike Vrabel's gonna give you. He'll give you a beating. He'll come right down to South Carolina and beat you up.
Well, do it. Fucking show some heart. We're called time. We're punting with 5 minutes left as if we're going to do anything.
Couldn't move the ball. We're playing the field position game. It's great. It's smart.
Yeah, Craig Rutt. What happened to that guy? What happened to fucking our punter that was elite? He forgot how to punt, huh?
They couldn't fucking kick. They couldn't fucking punt. I mean, I don't know. It was pouring out the whole day.
I don't care. The rookie kicker. I wanted the rookie kicker. I had him cut after his first kick. I was like, all right, that's it for him.
He made a kick, didn't he?
He made after he missed one.
It's all right. We're too hot. See, this is what I mean. This is where I get it. Where it becomes SEC KP because it's fucking.
No, I mean, it is week one. I'm the only one positive on Drake. He threw for 300 yards. I made him throw the ball 50 times. It's not his fault.
I didn't feel like Drake. I'm not panicking about Drake like everybody else.
I'm not in a panic. I'm just saying, like,
I'm more panicked about why can't we run?
He threw some high balls, but the offense just didn't get it going. They had no run game.
The
problem I have is the offense shouldn't have to get going against the Raiders. You know what I mean? The team is dog shit. Their defense is dog shit.
It might be time to accept that
they have three players.
If we don't win, if the Patriots don't win this weekend, we're starting the season 1-4.
1-4? Who are we gonna beat? They're gonna beat Miami,
Carolina,
and the Steelers, who look pretty good. I mean, I don't know. Like, those are the next
Steelers.
Three games. Like, I still look at
this,
schedule.
With
I'm
this
like,
offense.
Yeah, well, they have to get better. Obviously, I just don't get it. They have to get better. They were not good enough to beat anybody last week. They wouldn't have beat anybody. Probably not even Miami. I don't know who they would have beaten playing like that. It was really bad, up and down. Defense was worse than the offense.
You know who sucks on defense is the fucking idiot they made the captain.
Blaine
Chisholm? Chisholm?
No, that's the wide receiver.
He was like 40 something.
No, yeah, I know what he's talking about. You're talking about what's that idiot's name? That guy's D-end. That guy.
No, they made him the captain.
Yeah, I know.
Harold Landry's the captain and Spillane.
Marcus Jones. Made him the honorary week one captain.
Oh, he was Kalavon Chaisson.
That guy.
Chaisson, yeah.
He had a sack.
Yikes. He had a bad game.
Did he get a sack?
That's what we're doing now. We're just not. That's don't ever worry about playing run defense. If you get a sack, you're good.
I don't think you understand. They changed the defense. The ends don't defend the run anymore. It's fucking head down, go to the quarterback. That's the defensive end's job now.
Which is fine. I have no problem with that. But, like, you do have to remember the point of the sport is to keep the other team from doing whatever they want. And Geno Smith was cooking these morons.
Yeah. I mean, he cooked us last year, too, when he was with Seattle. I don't know what this fucking guy. That's him and fucking, what's his face? Sam Darnold. They both left the Jets. And then, like, 12 years later, after everyone forgot they existed, they got good. They were all, like, both of them were top five picks. We're dog shit for the Jets, and then we're dog shit for like five more years, laughing stocks of the league, backups. Then come in, and we're winning like 12 games a year now.
I'm just like really sad. Like I thought for sure first half, I was like, they're going to win this game by 21 points, and it's going to be electric. And then the second half, they made not one adjustment. They did nothing different.
Yeah, but I mean, again, what they didn't have to adjust to anything. The other team was so bad. All they had to do was play a little bit better defense on the two guys
Pete Carroll shut them down running.
They couldn't run. So, I mean, that was one thing. So all you had to do was fucking keep the passes in front of you, and they couldn't figure it out. They were giving up 3rd and 18s. I mean, what are we doing?
Only trying to run the ball 13 times, though, is unacceptable. What are we doing here?
Yeah, especially in the rain. I'm sure it was because, what's his face? McDaniels used to be the head coach of the Raiders, and fucking the guy over there that's running the defense was his DC, so he knew like what they were going to be doing. So the game plan was probably throw.
He really didn't do a good job of exploiting that.
He did a poor job, in fact. But like, I don't know. There was a lot of just. Yeah, and I just thought that they just fucking. I've given a lot of grace to these guys. Like, Diggs didn't play enough. The running backs didn't run enough. May had a tough game. It's his first game. With this offensive coordinator, with the fucking, you know, under the lights, new season, new year. We'll see how he does. Like, I'll give him, like, 2 or 3 games of, like, easing into this offense. And then by about week 4 or 5, if he's fucking throwing the ball high for the first quarter and a half, I'm going to start snapping. I had a little bit of a crash out at the end of the game.
I wanted to get to this. And call that a little bit of a crash out. It's one of the most insane things I've ever heard. I mean, the entire 204 section was not watching the game anymore. And just like the people in front of us all five rows were just looking over their shoulder, back their right shoulder, looking at Tony, like being like, should we call somebody? It was an absolute meltdown.
And a few beers. But anyway,
like, I mean, I need to pound this home. It was like a police officer could absolutely had enough to pink slip him.
What was I doing?
No, he wasn't talking to anybody.
I was yelling.
Just talking to himself or yelling down at the sidelines, screaming at players. And then you sent me that one picture with the, what was it? The Sports Illustrated thing. And it perfectly matched up with you look like a fucking lunatic. And we're all wearing rain shit. Like, so
I had a miniature Coors Light in each hand. So I mean, illegal Coors Lights in the stadium. I got mad because Drake wasn't fucking. He was taking his fucking time. I started yelling. I said, 1, 2, 3, throw. 1, 2, 3, 5, throw. It's the amount of steps. Fucking count your feet. That's the way it's worked forever since the dawn of time in this offense.
That was what broke everybody. Everybody was cracking up. Like, just lesbians that were sitting in front of us. He's standing in the aisle going, 1, 2, 3, throw. 1, 2, 3, throw. 1, 2, 3, throw. That's how you do it.
I was getting my drops in. I'm fucking, that's it. How hard is it? I mean, they ran the offense for 25 years. I know it by now. It's 1, 2, 3, throw. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, throw. And you hit your back foot, the ball's gone. What am I doing here? I'm not a professional quarterback. I know the rules, though. I started snapping. They fucking shouldn't have lost that game. I mean, I wouldn't have been mad enough if they lost, if they won the game by like 1 point. Like I thought that they were going to win by 20 in my head. I was like 30 to 17, lock it in. Team's going to be tough this year. And they just didn't, they disappointed me. And
it's time that we start trusting Vegas. They have the over under where it is for a reason. We're not a good team, unfortunately, right now.
It was what? Seven, it was eight, wasn't it 8.5 to begin the season?
That's crazy. We should have all been like, all right.
Well, I was like, okay, they win 11, but like, I just saw the schedule. I was like, the schedule's so easy.
And it is easy, but then you like look at us and other teams see us and they're like, oh, our schedule's pretty easy. Like, we got a good game here. We get to go to Foxborough. That's easy.
Foxborough.
Yeah, like we say we get to play the Jets twice, but the Jets are going, well, at least we get the Patriots twice.
Yeah, we can beat. I know they say that, but like, I hate that Foxborough has become like, there's no grit anymore. Like, at least when the Patriots sucked before, there was grit in the stadium.
Yeah.
And now we're fucking like, I mean, they got fucking Pitbull on the radio. Fucking the Raiders are scoring.
Get Donnie Wahlberg off the keeper of the line.
30 yard wide open touchdowns, and then they're giving away JetBlue tickets to fucking Jacksonville. I'm like, what is going on? Nobody here cares. Nobody wants to be here. It's like everybody's here for an outing, like a family.
I'm saying for years, I've been saying we need to get rid of women and children at the Patriots games.
Anything really? I just need a little bit of fire. Give me a little bit of fire. I don't want it to be like, it can't be your Sunday event. It literally needs to be the fucking thing you care about. I don't want you to, it shouldn't be like a date or like a fun afternoon. I need your life to depend on being in that stadium. That's what I'm like. That's why I bring fucking fear to the 204. And Vince is fucking upset at me.
You need to be willing to choke out an 18-year-old.
You need to be able to fight someone that is like near you that's wearing a different team's jersey, or even more so, wearing a Patriots jersey and saying some stupid shit. Like, you need to be able to willing to fight fans that aren't your age. And
Tony got so mad at Frankie for like being nice to a Raiders fan.
I just don't know what he's doing. He's obsessed with trying to make a friend at the game every single week. He's always got to talk to someone and like laugh. Like, there was this one time we were there and there was black fans behind us, and he was like giving them like fucking knuckles. I was like, what are you doing? Like, why are you being like that? He was like trying to trying to be black. He was like all of a sudden a wigger. I'm like, why are you being like that?
I like this.
I got so mad. I got irrationally mad at him. I'm like,
holy shit.
Like, just we can laugh and clap and like, we can laugh and fucking give high fives to anybody in the stadium, but he's like in the middle of the game. He's like, yeah, I know. Like, what's up, bro? Like, bro, what the fuck is he doing?
Oh, is he changing the way he talks? Oh, no.
You remember that, Vince?
He's like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
From Oakland, my friend Vince here was in the military.
That's what he was saying. Fuck. Like, why are we making friends? The fucking Patriots are losing by 10.
Speaking of, I'll talk about some grit. I watched the game and I looked up the Patriots bar in the Germantown I was in, and I was like, there'll be like two people here. You go in, these people are, I mean, Germany really is a Patriots spot.
It is.
They were eat, sleep, and breathing it. Like, that fucking, they're way more reckless than we are. There's grit over there. Those guys care.
How clean?
Those guys care. Huh?
How clean's Germany?
It was awkward. Germany's fun. We go there all the time. It's a good time. But these guys are crushing just 1 liter beer after the other. I'm like, for Christ's sakes.
Nothing better.
It's the first quarter.
You get them in the steins?
Yeah, they're all in the steins. It's Oktoberfest, so they've got their Oktoberfest brews out.
Best.
So it's definitely not bad. They love the pain. They eat, sleep, and breathe with it. Like, just reckless shit being said. They all love Drake. They all don't like mayo.
We love Drake.
Yeah, he's going to have a good year.
It's so fucking embarrassing. I mean,
the fat lesbians in front of us. And I don't have a problem with lesbians. But
that
like,
makes one of us.
There's like three fat lesbians in front of us. And then actually, no, one of them wasn't a lesbian because she had this boyfriend there.
In Canada?
Clearly a gay person. And I just...
Which, by the way, we do have a problem with.
You're each other's beard.
No, I don't have a problem with that. But, like, don't, like, they're both faking it. He's, like, resting his head on her shoulder entire game. And, like, he's clearly, like, the beta. It was hard.
You know how oblivious I am to all of that lesbians, that was happening?
One of the fat lesbians was, I mean, she was enormous. She broke the chair. She broke the chair in front of me.
She broke the 204? She broke my fucking... She broke my section?
It wasn't like she sat down and broke it. She shifted her weight and broke it. It just snapped.
Hey, my
were you watching the bench? Say... Were you watching the game at all?
I mean...
At that point, it was tough. I mean...
She was probably into her third personal Papagino's pizza. So who knows? I didn't even know any of this was happening. I was so laser focused on Drake May's performance that I couldn't even tell you what was going on. But that just leads me to like the boy is like they're having a day, like a picnic. I mean, go to a park. You don't need to be at my stadium in my section and not act like your life depends on the team winning. I can't be around it. I need mid-90s Patriots suck grit back. Like
were the 204 and a half weirdos there?
They're always there, and they have girlfriends now too, and it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I didn't hear much from them though.
Oh, they weren't doing
like,
any.
We got like eight first downs. So,
I think we broke their spirit. To be honest,
the highlight of the day for me was the garbage time field goal and then the muskets going off.
I mean, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305, every fucking down 40. It's like, it's literally the equivalent of just every 2 minutes, Sweet Caroline. You know what I mean? It's like when the Red Sox are losing by 12 and they'll still play Sweet Caroline in the seventh inning. That's what it is like every time the Patriots score now. The Patriots kick a field goal down 60 and they go, pew, you just hear the fucking muskets go off into dead silence with nobody around echoing throughout the stadium. And then fucking Pitbull comes on. They show Donnie Wahlberg on the big screen.
I hate them thinking that they like need to entertain us during the game. It's like, how about like when there's not a play going on, you just let us talk to each other and you fucking stop playing music at any sporting event for 2 seconds.
Why there's those fatzos in front of us. They go there for the fucking 50-50. They go there to see Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy. Oh, she's on The Masked Singer. I love her. She's great on The Masked Singer. And that's what those people are like. They need to be. This is the Fenwayification of Gillette Stadium. It's what happened now. It's Pink Hat City. There's nobody cares. I mean, you would think once you get shitty and the bags start coming out and everybody hates the team and everybody hates the coach, that's when you get a little grit. It's not happened yet. Like I thought it was happening when it was happening late in the year with Mayo last year, but you know I think Gerard kind of reset the clock. I mean, Vrabel reset the clock a little bit, so like they're giving him a little bit of grace. But I mean, I'm still feisty. I mean, I haven't recovered. I'm still hot for the team to win. I don't know if I'm crazy or if maybe the whole town's like dissatisfied with the 6 Super Bowls and Tom Brady and his statue. I don't know. I don't know if they want to win as much as I do. I need it.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the people are, like, giving up their tickets to people because they don't care about the game. So you have all these people that are there just like, oh, yeah, it's fun. We're going to we went to the Patriots game this weekend. Like, it's the vibes and energy is so low.
It is.
Tony said something last week when he goes, Tony goes, I don't have any hobbies. I don't do anything. All I do with my life is I go to Patriots games on Sundays in the fall. And I was like,
that's true.
And it showed that Sports Illustrated picture. That's exactly what that's who that man is. That's all that man does.
That's what I'm built for.
We posted on the account. I mean, it's so good. His goddamn mom.
I was having a time.
You wouldn't. You could have heard a pin drop in that stadium when he was doing that.
I'm just.
One, two, three, go. One, two, three.
Fuck.
Good stuff.
Where did you send that?
I just sent it to you. I just sent it to you guys.
There it is. I found it.
They just fucking decided, like, I don't know. It was like a little treat for like the people that were at the games, like the season ticket holders. So they were like, here, log on here. And then you have to like sign in with like an email. And it just, and you put your seat in, your seat number in. And it does like, it was 66 pictures. The whole, like, literally it was like the national anthem wasn't there. Like I wasn't there for like any of the stuff at the beginning. It was just empty seats. And then they had like Patriots touchdown and me, like just hang. Me and Vince and Frankie like high five and shit. It was boring. And then that picture was like picture 45, like late in the game. It was like Patriots defensive stand or something like that. A sack. And I fucking stood. I was standing up holding two beers in each hand. Yeah, it was a good picture. And then you could buy it. You could buy it for a fee, a nominal fee. Put yourself on Digital Sports Illustrated.
Oh God.
I see the fucking enormous lesbians now.
What's crazy is when they're going to go like in like 2 years, they're going to be like, all right, so we're taking away your season tickets. You're like, what did I do? And they're going to pull up every photo and it goes, well, over the course of 7 years, you brought in 190 beers yourself.
You owe us $25,000.
Yeah. I didn't,
as a like, section, we're pushing 600 beers have been brought into the stadium.
Are you guys going to the Pittsburgh game?
You know it. I'm going to Pittsburgh.
There's a chance I'm supposed to be in. Been told we're spreading ashes that weekend. I was like, sounds like a good reason.
Oh, is that why you're coming?
I might come. I might come to the game. I might just bag that and just come.
Oh, you guys screwed Dom.
I didn't screw anybody.
What does that even
mean?
Big
golf tournament, and then all of a sudden this thing gets scheduled out of nowhere.
I didn't fucking schedule shit.
Oh, you think anybody? I mean, they didn't talk to the guy for the last 10 years of his life, and now they're like, we're gonna go spread his ashes. And
yeah, they called me. First of all, I've been going through it because one of my best friends, he's having a. I'm not on Facebook. Anymore. So like, yeah, everyone's wives and like they'll do like mass invites or parties and shit. And I always get excluded because people forget that I'm not on there anymore. So like he's my best friend growing up. And it's his 40th birthday. And they're doing like a bar crawl. And I've yet to be invited to it. And it's literally that day. And I'm like, God damn it. Now I'm gonna have to fuck. I'm like, maybe I'm not invited. And even though I know it, like he'd probably be pissed if I'm not there. But then like my aunt calls me that day and is like, hey, we're going to go spread Grandpa's ashes in Gloucester. I'm like, come on. Do we have to? I mean, just like, why do we have to
come
go that
on.
Far?
Like,
can
what
we just
are
do
we
it from the dock?
We don't even have to, like.
I'm trying to go to this bar crawl.
We don't even have to do it. Like, it's not one. It's not like a necessary thing. Like,
no.
Nobody talked worse about him than all of them.
They're old, like, Italian women where death is that's the only thing you can talk about for the rest of your life. If somebody you know dies, that becomes your personality. It's
I can't deal with it.
That's the way it is. That's the way they dress in black, you know what I mean? Like when old Italians women husbands die, they just dress in black until they die. Just I don't know if you've ever seen that, but that's just what happens. So like the women, they're four daughters and they hated their dad, but he died, so now they can't stop thinking about it. And they only think about that and have to do stuff with it.
I got a call. I'm literally across the world. And my mom's like, hey, are you coming to Boston in 2 weekends? I said, I really wasn't planning on it. And she was like, oh, you weren't going to come spread the ashes. I was like, what are we talking about?
That is the craziest thing I've ever fucking heard.
The guy called me. I've talked to him four times since I was alive.
They asked me to say something. I was like, say what? I guess I'll say something. This guy's been dead for a year, I think. I don't know what we're doing here.
I did ChatGPT, one of the greatest obituaries to ever be done.
Hey, forget about it. I don't know. I always felt slighted. I didn't get to talk at the actual funeral, so now I'm going to put on a fucking performance on that boat. I'm going to make tears, laughter. They're like, Tony, I think this was supposed to be like a 3-minute thing. I was like, no, I got 45 strong here.
I remember Dom called me after that and be like, you know, I just didn't get the same pup that I did at your wedding. And then did the, reading the eulogy. I'm like, oh, what did I say, huh?
Listen, a eulogy at a private funeral in front of a bottle of ashes. I mean, you can get a pop there. I mean, that wasn't a big deal. I could have got a pop. Yeah. I would have laughed for his joke.
Yeah, and I just think that he did. It was his material.
I'm sure it was weak, to be honest.
That was a really tough no-show for me. I've got a little bit of shit for that one, but I'm like, guys,
what?
I can't believe you're even considering flying.
Well, if you couldn't get if you could pair it up with the Patriots game.
First of all, I'm weaseling my way right out of that. The Hogs will be playing. I'll go to the football game on Sunday.
You know what? If you show up to Boston and don't go to the fucking ash spreading, but go to the Patriots game, I mean, there'll be words for you. Not from me, but from somebody.
I don't care. I'll just go across the world. I
Mom, I am a sergeant at arms. I can do whatever I want. You salute Jesus. Me, ma'am.
That will never happen, but that's very, I don't know. I'm happy we talked football this podcast. So that was good. We did good.
Yeah, we're going to go to Gloucester. We're going to enjoy ourselves, have ourselves a little restaurant treat afterwards. We'll see what I'm going to bring the kids. Fuck it. They're going on a free boat ride. They call me, but like, this guy wants $900 for an hour. Is that good? I was like, I don't know boat rates, but that seems like a hell of a lot.
Wait. We're going out on a boat?
Well, the fuck, you gonna spread the ashes on the fucking in the beach?
I thought we were just going to the dock. I thought it was like we're dumping them in the water thing.
Oh, you gotta do
it's a sunset cruise.
No, you gotta do it.
This is fucking.
I can tell you departure time.
This is fucking crazy.
You gotta do it 3 miles. You have to be.
Ever go on a boat? This guy ever go on a boat?
They gotta do it 3 miles from the
grave guards that night. That's what his hobby was. Why isn't he being spread at one of the graveyards? That's where he likes to be.
He did like to be there.
Or you can spread them around, you know, kind of like unsavory, like kind of confused women. That was his other hobby. He used
loose
to,
women
he used to collect them.
Loose women in Little League games, or like just some random, a random child. Like sometimes,
sit at the ballpark. Yeah,
you would just sit at the ballpark and enjoy a nice Babe Ruth game. I'm like, this is pedophile behavior.
The last thing he told me was, I went to breakfast with him. And he told me that he had a 80-something-year-old girlfriend. He said, "You wouldn't believe how hard my dick still gets." And I was like, "All right, I need the check."
I actually don't believe it because mine is a fucking noodle, and I'm 32.
Oh, so it's like I have your genetics, man. I know you don't have to lie to me.
I know you ain't packing shit down there. Yeah.
There hasn't been a hard dick in this family in a decade.
Over a decade.
I'm telling you, that's why he said it out loud. The poor waitress was there. I said, "Well, just take the check."
Then he's bragging.
I want to go home. I don't want to be here anymore.
Enjoying hard dick talk over Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, my guy, man. I literally looked at the girl. I said, we need the check. We got to get out of here.
He's paying, by the way.
Who do you...
I pulled him over the last time I talked to him, and I didn't know it was him. He drove over the island in Sarg's Center.
Not a big deal.
Just no idea he did it.
Yeah.
He fucked up the grass. Crabtree was pissed.
Enough of Crabtree already. He's already on the take.
Yeah.
Did you write him a ticket? Did you send him home?
No, I sent him home. I think I called Gina or something.
Drive safe. How many beers do you have tonight? Drive safe.
Yeah, I mean, I was like gonna call Gina to come get him, but I'm like, Gina will get in an accident on the way here. So
my man left a Pulcari's birthday party and took a left onto the highway. Okay, that's what you were dealing with at that time, and he was completely not crazy at that moment in time. I think he had like five, maybe four or five Michelob Ultras that night, and then left the parking lot of Pulcari's, which is a one-way highway. To the right, you go, and he took a left. And by the way, he lived on the highway for like 60 years. So, I mean, I'm sure that like just muscle memory would have taken him right. He had to have actively turned left and been like, this is the way to go.
If I could just make Walnut.
Yeah, I can make it if I can get down there a little bit. Kelly's is so close. That's such a soggy joke. I'm going to make it to Walnut Street. Get over the bridge. We'll be fine.
That's so funny.
Does anyone have any hope this week?
I don't know. It's in Miami.
I think they went big. I think there's no. Go. I don't have a doubt. I'll give my score because I've got to go to bed. I got to be up in a very few hours.
Leave no doubt.
I've got the Patriots. They're going to Miami. It's gonna be warm weather. Drake. Warm weather. Will Campbell.
Yeah, I think they the Patriots win. A bunch of fucking humidity bumpkins, so they'd probably be okay.
I think the Patriots win in a rout, 17-7.
Love that for you. You know what?
All right. I'm going to bed.
I'm going to keep believing until I'm forced not to believe anymore. I have zero trust in them winning in Miami ever. I don't think the offense is ready. I don't think the defense is ready at all. Our defensive coordinator is a bubble boy. This is his third health event in less than a year. And he's not going to be there. So I don't know who's calling the defense, but for some reason, I just think the Dolphins, they had a players-only meeting after week one. Never a great sign. Tyreek Hill's throwing hissy fits on the sidelines. Patriots have never beaten Tua, but this is the week. This is the week. He's going to put them out of their misery. I don't even know why I'm calling it right now. I'm like, I don't have to be done. I mean, 54 minutes into this pod, but I mean, I might as well just fucking make a pick now that I've said it. I like the Patriots to have a better offensive showing. Nothing great. Nothing spectacular. Dolphins will score. I like the Patriots 21-17 in this match. On now.
All right. I do think that Pats are going to move the ball a little better. I think they're going to run the ball a little better. I don't know. I don't love the defense, but I think the Patriots win 23-22. I have a big issue with kind of all of our guys. Like we only have Spillane, who I'm not sure how great he is, but he's supposed to be awesome.
I didn't notice Ellis him had doing a decent shit. Game.
I don't like any of our DNs.
You just don't like this brand of football. They don't want to set the edge, and I hate it. I can't. This is just not my. It's not my brand. My brand is edge.
Our corners can't make any plays. And we have the rookie safety might be our best secondary guy because Hawkins stinks. I mean,
secondly,
he just stinks.
Your other best safety is just sitting on the bench for some fucked up reason.
Duggar played, like, he started the game, but, like, he didn't play a ton. I mean,
seven plays. Seven snaps. That's it? Played. Seven.
And he started the game.
Whatever. Maybe to make him feel good. That's seven weird. Seven snaps.
I don't know. I thought Hawkins was atrocious. Like,
do you have the interception? You got the interception.
Yeah, he did. It got tipped out. Like, that was whatever. But, like, all right, you had a pick, and then you let up three. You had up two touchdowns that were just – you got completely burnt. It
reminds me of, like, Tavon Wilson. Remember anybody – like, they had that season in, like, 2012 or whatever where, like, quarterbacks would just fucking throw 45-yard bombs, and they would always be completed. And it was Tavon Wilson every time in deep safety. They were trying to, like, create what eventually became Patrick Chung's position, which was, like, strong safety that covered tight ends. And they would they used him as a deep safety like they were doing with fucking Patrick Chung before. And he was, like, fucking just getting burned every game. And that was, like, when fucking Seattle was, like, nobody. And Russell Wilson was there. And that was a UMad bro game, actually. And fucking, like, they were up. We're winning the game, and fucking Russell Wilson just throws a bomb, like a 60-yard bomb with no time left, right over Tavon Wilson's head. That's what this reminds me of.
With Tully Bantakane rushing off the edge, it is a very similar defense.
Tully Bantakane. Yeah, that kid got paid from being a Patriot. He had a 9.5 sack year.
Yeah, and six of those sacks were in two games against the Bills.
Yeah.
If you look up the stats, he had six sacks in two games and three the rest of the season.
He got paid. Man, yeah. That would happen. Same thing happened to they signed those two defensive ends the year they went to the Super Bowl against the Giants, Mark Anderson and Andre Carter. And they both were like sick.
Oh, yeah.
That kid Anderson had like 12 sacks, lit it up, got a big deal from Buffalo.
Carter was good.
Yeah, Carter stayed with the Pats, but Anderson like got a big deal with Buffalo, I think, and never played a game. I think he got hurt like immediately. Random players I just think about in my head. These are Vincent? Things I think. See, this is what I mean. You have to live and die by this shit. I can't go to a game and have lesbians snuggling in front of me breaking chairs. You got to be fucking running the offense right. I'm here. I'm putting in the time. I'm spending dinero to be here. Not much. I bring my own beers, but still.
You know what? You know what we had a lot of this game is so we had like guys breaking free downfield and the defense, like it was happened to linebackers and D-line are chasing them from behind, but they're doing it like there's no like reckless abandonment. There's no like just like hunting a guy down from behind to chase him. It's like running, but try to running around people and trying to avoid them and then like grab the guy from behind and bring him down, but he gets an extra 10 yards. Like you want those guys that are like willing to hurt their own teammates to take out
other players.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's, I don't care who's in my way. I'm bringing this guy down.
You know, instead, who would have done
a lot
that?
Of like, Jabril they like Peppers. Grab each other by the shoulders to like move them out of each other out of the way. It's like, it's just, I don't know. I didn't like
Peppers would have done that. And by the way, every single Patriot wide receiver is going to be on fucking in the blue tent in 2 weeks. Jabril Peppers can be playing safety for the Steelers in Gillette Stadium. It's going to be fucking.
Did he get signed?
Yeah, by Pittsburgh. The next home game.
What a perfect team for him.
He's going to kill our receivers coming over the middle.
Oh,
every single one of them.
They're going to love him there.
Yeah, and everyone's going to, he's going to be, I mean, he'll be a stud, and they're going to be fucking, and everyone's going to be like, why did the Patriots just let him go? It doesn't make any sense. And then I'll be like, yes, I agree. It is nuts. Made no sense ever. And then he's literally going to put every one of them in the blue tent. And you have my word.
We might be tanking this year.
I mean, it has all the hallmarks of a tank. I mean, losing to bad teams and then cutting good players and, like, not even saving money doing it, losing money. Like, you lost money cutting Jabril Peppers.
This might be a tank. The tank might be on.
Tank for who? Who's the number one pick? I don't even know.
Arch it doesn't Manning? Matter. We don't need the number one pick. We need, like, I don't know. What we need a lot. Like, a D-end.
Yes, but, like, I don't know. Maybe any a stud pass guys. Rusher? Maybe.
They're
I don't
always,
know.
They show up early. Every year.
It's too early for anybody to even know. Like, you don't even know who's going to be, like, the top draft pick still. I mean, Mel Kiper might know, but, like, no, normal people aren't going to know until, like, November.
Yeah, but it's not even going to matter who it is. It's like, just give us the best pass rusher coming out. That's what we need.
Yeah, but I don't think there's going to be, like, a fucking Micah Parsons. That's why I was all in on be like, just trade for Micah Parsons right now. That would have been perfect.
It wouldn't that would have been dumb. That would have been real dumb.
Could have done it, though.
100%. That would have been a disaster. What would Micah Parsons done? We would have just lost by, like, three instead of fucking 10 or whatever.
Dude had so many sacks, though.
It's just, we're not there yet. We need so many guys at so many spots. Like, we need another safety. We need a linebacker. We need another cornerback. We need three DNs. We need two offensive linemen and a receiver.
Not bad.
And probably another running back.
And a punter and a kicker, possibly.
And let's not rule out, like, a tight end soon. So
100% you're going to need, at minimum, a tight end, too. I mean, Hunter Henry, I love the guy, but, like, he's not a fucking game breaker. He's a fucking sturdy hand, you know, 50-yard-a-game guy. Can get open, a little savvy, but, like, he's not a game breaker.
Yeah, we need a good 15 guys to fill this roster out.
Nicely.
And we need and some of them have to be studs.
Yeah, I mean, free agency has to be a hit next year. I mean, this is game one. We're already into the draft. We're fucking finished. We are truly a finished program. The program is over.
It's just like if we lose this game, you might beat Carolina, but Carolina is still kind of decent. Like sneaky, Bryce Young,
sneaky good, but it's so at Gillette, which is of no concern to anybody anymore. There's zero home field advantage. Just lesbians sleeping on each other, eating hot dogs.
We're like another, like, a year away from being bad for, like, opposing quarterbacks to walk up to the line of scrimmage and ask us to quiet down.
Yeah.
And our fans not knowing any better and doing it.
Yeah, or not even knowing what that means. Like, the
like Bryce Young is going to come out, quiet down, guys. Sorry. We didn't
He doesn't even have to do that now. It's just quiet all the time. Everyone's just sitting there drinking fucking Mike's hard lemonade.
And I mean, the White House 40 miles from the ocean is never not going to bother me.
No, but
I just
listen,
don't get it.
It's the keeper of the light, Donnie. The shit had Jenny McCarthy up there. She's still throwing 90 on the black, kid. You should have, they had her on the screen. I was like, she's fucking, she still got it. I mean, she, that Playboy did something to kids my age. You don't even know. She turned a whole lot of boys into men back in early 90s. After Singled Out, she got on Playboy. It was a whole thing. And then fucking, they got her married to dumb Donnie Wahlberg. He can't be keeper of the light. How is he keeper of the light over me? Because he was in New Kids on the Block? Big deal. It was the 80s. I'm here and now.
Yeah, I hate the Wahlbergs. I've hated them forever.
I hate Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg's probably one of the worst people to ever live.
Well, he did kick a Vietnamese nearly to death just for being homeless in his neighborhood.
Well, good for him. He did.
He had that expunged from
that,
his record. People forget that.
He always claimed that if he went, if he was on the planes during 9/11, it would have went down differently.
I love that take, actually. I often think that stuff about myself, too. I just don't say it out loud, but I think that about me most of the time. And I know that I would cower in fear about almost, like, this guy, like, those guys, first of all, it is 9/11. This is important to talk about. Mark Wahlberg, like, these guys had just box cutters. And they were like, fuck it, we got the plane now. I was like, I mean, I feel like if that happened now, I wouldn't be that afraid of being killed by a Islamist with fucking a box cutter. I feel like,
well,
I could fight that
off.
Here's
the thing, though.
Take a few slices, like, but
they used to kidnap planes all the time.
Yeah, that was a thing.
And they would just get ransom money. In like the 90s and 80s, they're taking planes over left and right.
Yeah, they're just going to land. We're going to land this bitch in Winnipeg. Just give me my money in a helicopter.
Yeah, and it used to kind of be like, all right, fine, just bring it down. We'll give you fucking $100,000, and then it's not really there, and then we get you anyways. Like,
yeah,
that used
to
be
like
a regular
every
80s
movie. It's like Under Siege on the train. That's very
sick. Yeah, they didn't know that it was going to crash.
Certainly not where it did crash either. Definitely not. Unless they were telling them that in the plane. They're like, guess where we're going?
Well, to be fair, we don't know what crashed into the buildings.
Hey, forget it. I'm on. I like where your head's at. I mean, there was a fucking controlled demolition, goddammit.
Steel cannot melt at that temperature.
It's a thermite paint.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm worried about this team. I think the defenses might be bad. Well,
there's never been better transitions in this podcast. Can we talk about that? It gets brought up on the Discord every single weekend. Discord.com/MalvinGoPodcast, where you get the content. Our transitions are literally elite. I mean, we just went from making 9/11 jokes on 9/11, which I'm not too happy about deep in my soul. But then you literally, like, 1 second later, without even skipping a beat, I don't know about this defense, man. I mean, but that's why we are a tailgate talk podcast. This is supposed to be like you're at the tailgate. Just bullshitting about 9/11, and then all of a sudden you're talking about the defense, which is like, is 9/11.
Without Gonzalez, we are like bad on defense.
Well,
with Gonzalez,
one
he's
game.
That good where he makes up for a lot.
Yeah, he does. But Carlton Davis should be good enough, and like Alec, like the other guy that was playing got cut. I mean, the guy, he was like a superstar, DJ James. Everyone's like, this guy's unbelievable. He's going to make the team. Undrafted free agent off the practice squad. He's, look how good he is. And fucking, he plays game one, cut. Didn't even re-sign him. And then now, so Gonzalez's not going to play this week. He's probably not going to play till next week, the earliest. And
I don't think he's playing next week. He's not practicing yet.
No, he's not. So I don't know.
He's out until mid-October.
If you do that, I don't even understand why you don't have him on IR and just had him his spot. But whatever, it doesn't matter. Fucking run the team however you want. I'm just a fan. Look, I've been watching the team for fucking 40 years. What do I know, Mike? Bring me up in the fucking front office. I'll get this shit fucking squared away. Getting that pass out on 3 seconds, I can tell you that.
I don't hate that. I mean, I don't know. I just don't. I don't have a lot of hope for the defense. I don't. The secondary is going to be real bad. If Carlton Davis is bad, like we're spending a lot of money.
Like, again, he's the fucking. I don't know. Is the fucking Terrell Williams is like in and out of the fucking ER. He's the fucking defensive coordinator. He's playing. I don't know what he was doing, manned up with other guys, but he's like, he's a good second cornerback. He's not a number one cornerback, but he never was. He's getting, you know, he's getting paid good money now, but like by the time Gonzalez is coming up, he's going to get cut and be off the roster, so it won't even matter. But like he's getting the money now, and then Gonzalez will get in a couple years. But the whole point is like he's got to be at least. I mean, if you can't cover Jakobi Meyers as a number two corner in this
league.
Yeah,
I mean, there was a couple no names that spun him around too. Like he at one point he did the move where he got burnt on it, and it was like a deep curl. He got burnt like off the line of scrimmage. Then the guy stopped and he ran past the guy again. And then the guy came back and caught the pass, and then he missed the tackle. And I was like, that was not – that's concerning.
Not how they drew it up. No, I mean, the guy didn't practice all fucking summer. But I don't think he played in any preseason games. And maybe he played in one. And then, like, you just – okay, you're the starter. Go fucking play. You got paid $50 million or whatever.
And then it's Marcus Jones who looks okay, but – and who – Austin.
Alex Austin, James.
He had a good season last year. Like he was a solid cornerback, so.
He'll be fine, and once Gonzalez comes back, he'll settle it down. I think you're wasting just not having Duggar out there just because he fucking has so much more experience than both those guys. It just makes more sense to at least have him there.
I mean, Hawkins got completely burnt on two touchdowns. You can't really play worse than that.
Duggar's not fast like that. I mean, he's good, but he's also got the wherewithal to understand when a guy's running by him. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe that guy still makes that catch, but Duggar's within fucking spitting distance of him. I'll tell you that.
I don't know. Something's bad. So the whole thing, I don't care for it.
It reeks of, I want the Belichick Mayo tree out of here.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, whatever. We probably need a hard reset. Like, you don't need to Mayo was the worst idea ever.
They're not like on... like on good players that don't talk or like aren't bitching, like Jabril Peppers, Kyle Duggar, they don't bitch and they play hard and they try hard. They're not like slacking in games and they don't get paid exorbitant amounts. Like Duggar makes a lot. I mean, but Jabril Peppers is making like $3 million a year. I mean, Duggar gets paid like $8 million, but, and now you're just wasting it just sitting there. But Jabril Peppers didn't make a lot of money and he's a fucking hard hitter, tone setter for your defense, and now he's on your fucking opposition on a playoff-ish team, and you're going to play him in a week, and he's going to fucking kill Pop Douglas coming over the middle. And we'll see fucking the karma comes from that.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this season.
Well, all I have.
I guess I wasn't before. I had him at 6 wins, so.
Listen, I need it badly. I need them to be respectable. I can't be laughed out of the league, you know, laughed out of the stadium anymore. I can't do it anymore. Just give me 8 wins, double last season's fucking production. Make Drake look serviceable, ready to take another step. You know, keep everyone, you know, no breakdowns on the sidelines, no Stephon Diggs yelling at anybody, you know, no fights in the team. I just want a normal team, not a laughing stock, that does their best, maybe steals a win against a good team, loses to a bad team. You know, they're in the middle somewhere. Just give me somewhere in the middle.
I think that was the issue with this game is that, like, if we lost a game that we were, like, battling in the whole time, it would have been one thing. But, like, the whole second half, it felt like the Patriots didn't have a chance. And this team was bad. It's like, if you do that, all right, you lose to the Bills and they kind of beat you like that is one thing, but you can't lose to bad teams like that. It's just terrible.
Especially at home, on the home opener, too. You know.
Terrible.
Well, all right. So, listen to us, you know, everywhere you get your podcasts. Is Patreon.com, best website in the world. Patreon.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. This goes up there, the audio, unedited, no ads. Also, every Monday, I'm putting on my reaction videos, and you know, those will go out Monday night, maybe Tuesday morning, depending on processing speeds. I didn't know that was a thing, but I found that out for the hard way Monday night. Discord.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. Get on there. There's a chat going on full time, 24 hours a day. And yeah, Brady Disciple, MalcolmGoPod, MalcolmGoPodcast@gmail.com. Send questions in. Fuck it. I don't know. Do other shit too. Get a life, man. Whatevs. All right. Go, Pats.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler stepping
behind the top. Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good. It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league. Hey! Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.